How can you change behaviour? A lot of time, energy and money is spent convincing us all to go green. And although we know some of the things we should do, many of us don't do them. So how do you convince people to behave differently? Sarah Lewis is Managing Director of Appreciating Change.
Essentially, you have to work with people to change their environment in some way so that the behaviour that you want is produced and maintained. So you might want to set up incentives for people so that if they do the behaviour you require, they receive some kind of reward or recognition. You might want to change the environment so it's very easy for people to do what you want them to do. A very easy example in most workplaces, for instance, would be to set up the printers so it's very clear which one has the pristine paper for top reports and which one has the recycled paper in it, and where you're using the second side for drafts. So it's easy for somebody from their terminal to pick the right one rather than having to try and remember or go and see or change the paper tray over, that kind of thing.
Once you've made the environment easy, so you've made put those things in place, some people obviously immediately buy into it. They get it. They go, oh, that's easy. I'll do it. But there are still some people who just don't. Now, how do you get them engaged?
One of the things to recognise is that everybody's value system is different, as is their set of priorities around comfort or behaviour. So what might be a very easy change for one person might be a very difficult change for another. People are more attached to different things and different outcomes. So part of what you need to do is not think of having a one-size-fits-all, as it were, approach to achieving behaviour change with individuals, but actually look at what is that person attached to or less attached to, what will they find easier or harder to do, and try to build a ladder of change, you might say, where you help people do the things that are easy for them first and make sure they get lots of good feedback about the positive effect that behaviour is having on the environment or for the business or both, and also lots of recognition and reward for making the effort, and then slowly kind of increase in increments so it doesn't feel like a huge change or a huge loss.
Does that mean you could, in a sense, encourage some people to do the printing thing and some people maybe to do the recycling thing, and actually you have to accept that some people will print but not recycle and some will recycle but not print, so to speak?
Absolutely, and some will give up their cars and cycle much more happily than others will, and some will be very happy to do video conferencing, whereas others will really miss the social interaction of getting together in a room with people.
And how do you actually work out what's right for which person?
I think, and any manager or leader will recognise this, you need to know your people to find these things out.
But if you ask them the questions, are they actually going to give you the answers? Quite often you ask a question and people don't really give you the truth. They're not trying to lie to you. They maybe didn't even know the answer themselves.
You're absolutely right. And there's this whole thing about sort of social management, social impression that people want to create. So nobody wants to be the polluter. Everybody wants to be the person who's willing to make a change and make an effort. So you're quite right that just asking people, you'll get reported intentions to change rather than actual behaviour change. So to some extent, it's a case of setting up different schemes and different sets of expectations and feedback systems or rewards for people and seeing who starts to respond. And that way you'll get a sense of what works for whom. And you can also do questionnaires or exercises with people where they have to prioritise. This is something that we do in workshops, is give people a list of kind of behaviours they might need to change and get them for themselves to rank order. And then talk about it, which is where you get to explore whether they're just saying it because they think it's right or whether they really could do that.
And how might morale be affected? Because if you sort of feel like you've made a really big effort to give up your car and cycle in, and yet somebody else is doing, in your perception, absolutely nothing, what does that do to morale?
Again, it's partly about wanting people to think about their own behaviour rather than other people's. So it's, what are you doing and what difference does that make? It's partly about helping people to help each other. So how can we create a social environment where people support people to make changes rather than criticising them for not having made them, if you see the difference? And it's partly about making sure that everybody's successes are celebrated. And maybe it's just a case, like with everything, recognising that some things are easier for some people than others and people have different strengths. And can we try and accentuate what people are doing? I think a key thing in this, any behaviour change really, is to try to help people focus on what they can do rather than what they can't do or they aren't doing. It's what they can do and what they are doing and the effect that is having. And it's the feedback that helps create the morale, the sense that something is changing and these sacrifices that people are making, as they may at least for a time see it, are having a positive benefit, makes it seem worthwhile.
And does that feedback just have to be an explanation of, look, this is fantastic, we've saved, you know, 5 trees as a result or something? Or has it also got to be a reward mechanism of feedback?
Ideally, it would be both. So information is very important, and a lot of people will find it rewarding to know that they've saved 5 trees. And if you can make that visual as well, so there's, you know, pictures of the trees that you've saved, or you could almost translate that into a positive action of putting the money saved into planting trees, that would work really well for some people. Again, people have individual reward systems, as it were. So what is rewarding for one person may not be for another. So, for instance, for someone who's fairly socially confident, who perhaps initiates a very interesting project that researches how behaviour could be changed and goes on to help make that behaviour change, they may be very keen to give a presentation to the organisation or even outside the organisation of what they did and how, and find that opportunity very rewarding. Somebody who's of a shyer disposition may be very happy doing the research and may be very happy to be part of the team that makes something happen, but not at all happy about being put in front of an audience and asked to talk about that. So a better reward for them might be a recognition, you know, in an email or a letter from the managing director or whatever of the difference that their project has made and how much their input and their diligence in doing that research has been appreciated.
That's Sarah Lewis.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.